on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two here on this Tuesday, October 28, 2025 edition. Keeping Ian Murphy away from his restaurant business, holding him over this morning. As you were leaving your normal segment, you brought up this case, and I want to dive into it a little bit because we haven't talked about it a lot recently. But you basically filed an appeal, I believe, and did we ever, or a motion to be heard in front of Judge Hunter, did that ever take place, or is that what's taking place this week?
So this week, the motion had already been, we were in court for that a few weeks ago, 20, 25 days ago maybe.
Okay.
This is more or less an update. So really what we did is we asked for clarification from Judge Hunter that Public Act 233, which I was just listening to the news segment between the break there, and there happened to be a discussion about the development south of Eaton Rapids, mentioning Public Act 233, all this stuff. So we just simply asked for clarification on his earlier ruling, which sounds like a huge loss for our team in Otsego County, saying that Public Act 233, quote, has no bearing on this application. So we asked him for a clarification on that. He once again said Public Act 233 does not have any bearing. Otsego County has its own ordinance, blah, blah, blah. So we took that and then asked for interrogatories, which is basically us asking them questions, more or less kind of putting them on the stand, if you will. And one of the things that we had noticed throughout this whole thing that was bugging me to no end was that in the middle of a pandemic, our planning commission and our commissioners passed, or I should say, updated Otsego County's solar ordinance. So our amended 2021 solar ordinance is basically what Judge Hunter is now saying is the governing document. Public Act 233 does not. Which is wild because all of these other developments around the state are built on, more or less, Public Act 233. So if he's now saying in Otsego County that 233 has no bearing, then how can 233 have bearing up in Sheboygan? Which, by the way, we have sent that judge, because we've got a case in Sheboygan County now, we have sent Judge Hunter's ruling to the judge in Sheboygan. And likewise sent rulings to Judge Hunter from other places around the state, including St. Clair County. So this hearing that we have coming up this week is basically answers to these interrogatories. So when I mentioned that our planning commission was signing a new amended solar ordinance in the middle of a pandemic, why? Is it because they needed an updated ordinance to get this 45th parallel solar park to application? These are the questions that we're asking the developer and the county. Because to me, it looks like the developer came to property owners in Otsego County. They then discovered that the districts that were in the previous ordinance did not apply to the leaseholder's property. So in 2020, 2021, they amended the solar ordinance in Otsego County to include agriculture and farm, because we all know they need massive amounts of acreage to put these industrial solar plants.
Sure.
So they then created these districts. which we are also challenging. Since Judge Hunter said Public Act 233 has no bearing, we're now going to destroy the Otsego County ordinance on several places, but one of the biggest ones is that they've created these districts that basically only solar panels can be put in these particular districts. Now, when I say districts, it's light manufacturing, residential, agriculture, these types of districts that every community has. But our commissioners decided that they were going to pick specific districts that would allow for solar. That is unconstitutional. You cannot do that. We don't have enough time to get into why it's unconstitutional, but that is one of the things that we're picking apart. So now that the judges said 233 has no bearing, we're now going after the local ordinance. Then when we move to Sheboygan, in that development up there, they have a what they call a compatible renewable energy ordinance, this CREO, this thing that I've mentioned a few times to you before.
Sure, sure.
They went up and created one that matches Public Act 233. So we have this juxtaposition between two counties that are literally like next door to each other,
sure,
but are vastly different in the way that they're being approached. And this is the fundamental problem with a terrible law that Public Act 233 was built on.
Now, so we'll I'm going to stop you on that thought. Hold that thought for 1 second. Because Public Act 233 applies to the entire state of Michigan, you can't have individual counties, 83 counties, coming up with their own ordinance, their own CREO, that conflicts with the statewide law, Public Act 233. There's got to be some kind of reckoning within the courts somewhere that says, hey, you can't have it both ways. You can't say, okay, our CREO matches 233, our CREO doesn't. And again, why did they do that 4 years ago when there was no project even, I guess, planned, or maybe it was planned, and these county commissioners were in on it back then in 21, 22.
Yeah, so for clarification, the main property owner that is leasing the majority of the land for this development in Otsego County,
yeah,
that lease agreement was signed in November of 2020. Fast forward 5, maybe 6 months to April of 2021 is when the amended solar ordinance was finalized.
That's
pretty fast.
Sure.
But the lease was signed before the ordinance was amended. And that is one of the questions that we're asking. Has the developer had any prior conversations with the county commissioners about the ordinance, this, that, and the other? And we're going to find out the answer to those questions this week, because fundamentally I believe that there may have been some wrongdoing happening. All they had to do simply was miss a notice, a public notice, and that ordinance is gone.
Sure.
Forget about what we're going to argue in court about the districts being unconstitutional.
Well, here's my question. Since the lease was signed some 5, 6, 7 months before the CREO was created, was the CREO created with retroactive capabilities? Because that lease was signed before they had the CREO. Therefore, that lease isn't valid based on the CREO. They didn't one at the time they signed the lease.
What's interesting about that is, first for clarification, Otsego County did not create a CREO. They had an ordinance that they amended an ordinance. They did not create a CREO. Sheboygan County did create a CREO.
Got it.
So Otsego did not have one. And that's the original basis for us suing, was that they basically passed this without anything having to do with 233. Then the judge comes in and says 233 is irrelevant. So now we're going back and saying, okay, well, let's talk about the ordinance here in Otsego County. And then we'll have the conversations later about why Judge Hunter thinks that 233 is irrelevant. For our clients, which includes me here in Otsego County, 233 is now irrelevant because the judge has said so. Sheboygan will continue that argument. The battery facility down in Ottawa will make that argument there as well, and anything else that comes up. But here in Otsego County, a judge has said 233 has no bearing, is irrelevant. So now we're talking about this Otsego County ordinance, solar ordinance. Sure. That's where we are here. But the larger implications is, why did this judge say 233 is irrelevant? This is nearly a win for everybody else in the state, except for us here in Otsego County. It's very, but see, this is the point.
And that's his decision could be challenged and appealed, because you have solid, absolutely solid legal argument. And I for some reason, I don't understand why Judge Hunter is being so stubborn, is I guess the word to use, saying that this does not, Public Act 233 does not apply, when if you deny it at the local level, I guess this simple question needs to be asked of Judge Hunter. If it's denied, do they have the ability to go to the Public Service Commission and ask for a permit anyway? Because if they can do that, Ian, obviously Public Act 233 does apply.
Right. And the unfortunate thing is that we can't really ask the judge directly, right? Because it's not us versus the judge. This is just the judge's interpretation.
Right.
Now, when you move to the next level, Court of Appeals, then you can maybe get some sort of explanation for some of this. Not that the judge is ever going to be interviewed, but you may be able to see a little bit better the argument that the judge was trying to make. That's part of the thing here. But the stepping back from all of this, Public Act 233 was written by the Michigan Public Service Commission based on a law that was passed in the legislature back in 2022-23, I think. So my point is, all this judicial conflict and us residents having to spend our own money is nonsense. This is all because the legislature wrote a terrible law. All of these things that are being questioned in court should have been asked by the people that are writing the law. So all of these questions were settled beforehand and not in the third judicial branch, because that's not their job. That's basically what we're now asking, is for clarification on a piece of crap that the legislature wrote and passed 2-3 years ago. We should never be having to do this at this minute of a level where a judge can say, well, this law just doesn't even apply in Otsego County. Like you said, it's a statewide law. How does it not apply in the middle of northern Michigan? None of us can figure that out. But that is a question for another day, because we've got to move forward to stop this development. And unfortunately, right now, it can kind of still go forward.
Yeah. I got some text messages for you real quick. We're going to wrap it up. Final segment of this entire second hour with Ian Murphy. Short break. We'll be right back.
From Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana, and you will not get high. Vicki and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com. The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Got on board a westbound 747. Didn't think before deciding what to
do. Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number two, staying graciously through all these breaks, talking about all this. Ian Murphy, the owner of the Iron Pig Smokehouses over in Gaylord. Couple of quick text message questions for you. You mentioned David Delaney is trying to handle all these cases. There's not enough David Delaney's out there. But, I mean, to what extent can he possibly handle all these cases that are coming up? Even now, this dam situation in Sheboygan, there's other cases happening across the state of Michigan. The question is he able to handle all these? And are you guys going to be able to, you know, stay in the fight on all this? Or is it going to have to be us trying to find other attorneys like David Delaney to represent us downstate? I got this text from a guy down in Monroe, Michigan.
Yeah, that's a good question. There's no way that David and I and our team, because it's not just he and I. You know, we've got one of our other plaintiffs here in Otsego County is an attorney. It's sort of like what we did with the mask mandate cases. We held a meeting at the Iron Pig. A bunch of parents came out, started a lawsuit here in Gaylord against local schools. When the word got out about that, around 15 other groups came out, and we filed mask mandate cases against either the local health department and or the local schools. All of those cases got dropped except one. When we won with Judge Hunter back in 2022. So really what we're telling people is pay close attention to what's happening in Otsego County with our case and in Sheboygan. The juxtaposition of those two different lawsuits is really the key to everything. I know it's tough for people to sit back and just watch, but what we're recommending is that somebody find an attorney locally that is willing to take these things on and have them reach out to David Delaney. And the two of them can see the problem is this law is so new and it's so nuanced that we spend a week to 2 weeks trying to understand exactly what's happening in an Ottawa county or in the township, because Ottawa is so big, they each have their own planning commissions. We have to find out exactly all of this information. So it's not as easy as the mask mandate cases, because that was a law built on a law that had been around for a while, one of them since 1978. This law is just so new, and everything is so different around the state. It's so hard. But that's what we're recommending, is that everybody kind of keep an eye on what's going on in Sheboygan and Otsego and Ottawa because of the battery facility there. So we've got a battery, we've got a place that has no Creo, then we have a place that has a Creo. So all of these things are all going to take shape in a certain way. But the key is suing that developer in your local court. And that's the biggest one, is to keep it local.
Well, while we were at the Bourbon VIP tasting dinner, I brought a friend, Pat Battaglia, who's developing that project in Gaylord. And he had an opportunity to have a really good conversation with David. And David said, well, I might end up being, you know, the one that ends up suing you if you decide to go forward with this. And Pat explained to him the process and what he's vetting as the developer. He doesn't need this battery project, but this is something that the county, the city of Gaylord's requesting because of that ice storm. And they're saying that had they had some battery storage capability, they could have fired up the grid because, as you know where that property is in.
Yes.
There's huge transmission lines that run right through that property that they're claiming they could literally tie into those transformers and feed the stored electricity right into keeping Gaylord at least up and running in the event of another catastrophic storm.
That's still absurd.
This whole thing is just getting crazy.
The power lines were down. That's an absurd way to frame that, because the power poles were literally falling over. So it didn't matter if we even had the power stored somewhere. It couldn't be distributed.
Right.
That's just silly.
The false argument.
The city is being incentivized there too as well. We are learning more about that project, and it may just come into a funny situation where I'm suing the city for a battery storage facility.
Right, exactly. So that we'll talk to Pat and see if he can go with somebody else. I got another Cliff Tellini. When the Public Act 233 was passed, his Presque Isle County rammed through the next day a solar project in his county. DTE also has plans to expand their solar park in the county of Presque Isle. They are leasing more ground in Belknap and Pulaski townships. I was just informed that the Mulkey Ridge Wind Park just applied for a special use permit for their project in Mulkey Township in Presque Isle County. So they got away with it first before all these lawsuits, but now they're trying to expand it even more in Presque Isle. Unbelievable.
Does not surprise me. And it is worth noting throughout this entire conversation that the Michigan Public Service Commission, right, which is supposed to be this all-knowing entity that can just rubber stamp these things, there has been only one, to my knowledge, that we've found only one application that went up to the Michigan Public Service Commission, and they basically kicked it back down to the local level, saying, you guys need to figure this out at the local level.
Oh, they didn't just auto-stamp it.
They have not done one yet.
Okay, very good. Appreciate your time. Thanks for staying through, answering all these questions, text messages. Greatly appreciate you, brother.
Anything I can ever do, my man, let me know.
Final hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571.